Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Ed Masterson, who would also count as a close friend as well. And Ed's a certified life coach with the Michael Elliott and Associates company. Ed, can you believe it? For 17 years at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations be their best, manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Ed, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. So as you mentioned, and thank you for mentioning that, a new career venture for me, working as a certified life coach now for a practice down in Orange County, even though the remote work that I do can all be done from here in my home. So certified life coaching is working out very well for me. As you know, I used to work in the event production business. And prior to that, for a number of years, I worked in the film industry as well as a production coordinator, tour guide, screenwriter, things of that nature. Bad screenwriter. I don't want to give the impression I was a great screenwriter. When it comes to, Paul, to your question specifically, when it comes to best practices in business, I think my number one thing that guides me, no matter what job I've ever had in my life, and I've had a litany of jobs throughout my lifetime, has always been honesty. And I know that sounds like a very sort of, you know, self-righteous kind of appraisal of myself, and I don't mean it to, but I'll break it down into kind of a relationship reality when it comes to the business world. I think if you're honest in the way that you present yourself and that you deal with people, especially as a salesperson, I've been a salesperson two times in my life, once for a security patrol company and once for the entertainment company I work for, the event production company, SOS Entertainment. I think if you are honest with people and present yourself in a manner that allows the people you're working with to know that you are putting their best interests in front of your own best interests, which at times can be difficult because as a salesperson, you are sometimes having to look out for your own best interests in order to make the money that you need to make. But what I've learned is if you are honest and you are forthright and have integrity in the way that you deal with people, they will come to trust you in a manner that I think in the long run benefits you more than maybe skirting honesty a little bit here and there on an individual or on a per instance basis to benefit yourself financially. I feel that having people trust you in business is the most important thing, because then even if you have to give them information that they don't want to hear, which occurs in all businesses at some point, they know that you're being truthful with them and they know that they can rely on you to always have their best interest first. And I used to do a lot of education for our clients as well, no matter what business I was in, whether it was when I worked at the security patrol company or at the event production company, I tried to educate our clients about what we did as a company. My thought on that was the better educated they were about the things we provided to them that they were paying us money for, the more they would appreciate understanding when I would make a recommendation to them, whether it was for an event or a security application. They would know that I was hearing what their needs were and usually trying to be able to save them money, not usually, always trying to save them money, and many times saving them money by being honest and giving them alternate options beyond what they first came to the conversation with. And so I think, again, honesty for me drives me in my personal life and in my business life. And there are times when it's tempting to want to, you know, maybe skirt around the edge of honesty if it benefits you financially. But I think in the long run, that does not work out. And so for me, I'd say best practice for anybody in any business, in my opinion, would be approaching everything you can with an honest approach.
Thanks ever so much for that, Ed. You just reminded me of a quote by Mark Twain. They always say, if you're not sure who said a quote, say Mark Twain or Winston Churchill. Depending on which side of the pond you're on. But Mark Twain apparently said that honesty is always the best policy, because then you have less to remember.
I would agree with that 1,000,000,000%, because yes, you're right, Paul. If you're not being honest as often as you can, you do have more things to remember, and you do run the risk of tripping yourself up with one of your own misremembrances. And so I think even if it was Winston Churchill that said that, good for him, because he's brilliant as well. But if Mark Twain said that, it's no surprise. He's full of all kinds of great advice from the 1800s that's easily applicable to today's world as well. And that's what I love about you. You're a very forthcoming, honest guy. You present things in a very humorous manner, but behind your humor and your good nature, there's always very, very solid business applications about how to interact with other people. And I just have to tell you, I do love your column that you do in The Signal. You always have terrific stories that always have a great sort of moral to the story and applied to the business world. And it's no surprise, you've been in the business of training people in the business world for so long. So congratulations on all your success over the years. It's fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
I think talking of trust and honesty as well, though, I always think you can always trust the British. I mean, we've never done anything wrong in history. I mean, I can't think of any time.
Let's think.
I mean, that 1776 thing was just a mild misunderstanding, you know.
I think we'd write that off as some sort of a quasi-historical anomaly, right? It wasn't really a skirmish of sorts, right?
Ed, thanks ever so much for your time today. Just to give a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events button within the website for the various events that we put on during the course of the year, many of which there are for free. And we put them on often with professional associations, so keep an eye on that part of the website. Again, Ed, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. And could I offer you a virtual high five?
You could. And I love the title of these. Take Fives are fantastic. Thanks for having me on, Paul. I really appreciate it. My best to Gainer.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thanks.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.